Hello, friends. Welcome to another edition of Big Al's Rockin' Podcast. This week, I have with me Anthony White from the band Generation Landslide, originally formed in Los Angeles. How are you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on the show. We're just going to jump right into this. Generation Landslide was initially formed in Los Angeles in the early 2000s, and you had the name for like 20 years. Why did you choose that name for the band, and what took you so long to record Ruling the Street Scene?
Actually, at that time when the name got thought of, we wanted something different. And the first thing that came to our mind was the Alice Cooper song. So we were all big Alice Cooper fans. So Generation Landslide was the name. And it kind of stuck with us. And originally, it started as a cover band. And it went through all sorts of different things and back to original band. It goes further back than that. Without the name, the material had already been written in the 90s. So I had already written the material and tried to put the band together, let it go for a little while. 2000s come. A friend of mine says he wants to start a cover band. We come up with this Generation Landslide name, and 20 years later, here we are.
I'll be honest. When I first saw the name, you know, I asked Dave, are they an Alice Cooper tribute? I definitely want to talk to them because I'm a big Alice Cooper fan as well.
That's what we wanted. We wanted something different, something, you know, instead of a one name thing, Styx, Boston, Kansas, you know, all the names were taken.
It's definitely hard to come. It's even harder to come up with a domain name for your band.
Yeah, absolutely.
This album was initially released on November 25th in 2022, correct?
Correct.
Can you describe this album and tell us what your musical influence, if any, was when you were writing and recording the album?
What I wanted to do was bring back the old school arena rock. So I had that in mind when I was writing the material, not so much just 80s, but late 70s and 80s, that high energy excitement that everybody nowadays was coming out with everything that sounds like everybody else. So I wanted to come up with stuff that was, I guess, dated, but it's, you know, with a modern twist to it. So that's how the material got written. And everything that I wrote on the record was stuff that I liked when I was younger. Old influences, obviously. There's Grand Funk Railroad on there. There's Kiss on there. And the usual, The Who, Led Zeppelin, all of that kind of stuff. Mixed with the 80s part was more like Y&T, Hicks, Tesla, that type of stuff. So I wanted a mixture of late 70s and 80s bands that I grew up and I enjoyed. So that's what I was going for.
Well, it's a great sounding album, and kicks off with a banger, and grab them with that first song and drag them along down the highway.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for, actually. If you can get through the first four or five songs, then I feel, okay, I think I've done my job, you know. On the second side, it's got more experimental type of stuff, you know, acoustic stuff and different kind of things. But the first four or five songs go from there, you know.
Can you talk a little bit about each song on the album?
Yeah. So the first song is Little Miss Lonely. What I wanted to do with that one was I wanted an Aerosmith vibe. Kind of got the idea from Aerosmith and Sammy Hagar to just do like lightning strikes, Aerosmith song type of thing. And then the lyrics are pretty much about a relationship that kind of went sour because of substance abuse. And so, unfortunately, that ends that way. The second song, Feel the Sensation, I took that more from The Who as more of an operatic, what it would feel like to work all day and then go to a concert at night and see your favorite band. Wow, you know, feel the sensation. Look at, you know, from like a gospel point of view, like it's a big meeting, so to speak. That's really an arena rock song. Third song, Nighttime Magic, I kind of took the idea from Grand Funk Railroad. Once again, it's about a streetwalker, what it would be like being in her shoes. The fourth song is I'll Keep Moving Along. That one is just pretty much what the title is. It's just drifting from one place to the next, you know, the people that you meet, the things that you see. The fifth song is the ballad Love and Pain. That one came a long time ago, just in a personal relationship type of thing. I wanted to do more of a, it sounds strange, but there's a Pat Benatar song and it had this really great riff in it. So I kind of wanted to go down that road with it, and it turned into a ballad instead. Are You Out There is the first song on side two. That one, I did a tribute to Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy. Almost all the lyrics in it are like an ode to him of all Thin Lizzy titles and stuff like that. I wanted to do something different. The next song on side two is Sweet Ellie Mae. That's about a split personality girl. Good girl by day, devious girl by night. And it's in this person's fantasy dream that he has. And he combines them both together. The next song after that is The City on the Edge of Forever. That one was really experimental. I wanted to go down the road of like Queen and Sweet, more acoustic with keyboards and different weird instruments into it. A lot of vocals. I actually took the title from a Star Trek episode, which I thought was great. I loved the title of it. The next song after that is called Me and You. That's just my version of what a Paul McCartney / Beatles song would be like if Paul McCartney and I sat down and wrote it. Just a little personal, little relationship type of thing is what that one is. And then the last one on the album is called Standing in the Rain. That one I wrote after I saw the movie Candyman. I don't know if you remember that movie or not. When that movie came out, I saw it in the theater and it scared me to death. And I walked away from the theater and I just was like, wow. So at the very beginning, you hear this loud voice and it's supposed to be his voice. And it's that's what the song is about, is that Candyman movie of just that girl, what she goes through and him coming after her and stuff like that. So, you know, every song has a story of some form.
Right on. When you were recording this album, did you have anything come up that kind of struck you as strange or odd or caught you off guard?
I don't think so. I think there's probably a few things on the record that at the time I didn't know how it would turn out. A little more experimental, you know, there's a couple songs that have more, like I said, acoustic stuff. So we added keyboards and a lot of different instruments. There's one of them where there's that one long, I don't know what it's called, but there's an instrument. It's a percussion instrument where you turn it upside down. It's like
a didgeridoo.
Yeah. And so if you really listen close on one of the songs, you'll hear this thing going like it's rain and just different stuff like that. But most of the stuff was straightforward.
What do you have next recording wise lined up for Generation Landslide?
At the moment, I've written more songs, but I can't let any of them out right now because I'm still working this record and stuff like that. I have material that I've written, but I can't do anything with it. And I don't want to do anything with it yet until we work this record, you know, a lot more than it has been. There's still a long way to go with this record.
Have you been or will you be touring to support this album?
We just played a show a week and a half ago at the Whiskey, a go-go in LA. Our plans are to definitely playing a lot more shows. I don't know if we can get any by the end of the year, but we're going to start at the beginning of the year. We've got some booking agents and some promoters that are looking at the band. So hopefully we get out there everywhere. And I mean everywhere. We're willing to play wherever we can go.
Well, let's have a little fantasy time here. If you had the opportunity for your dream tour, who would you be touring with?
My dream tour would be Triumph and Grand Funk Railroad with Y&T mixed in. I think those three bands are at the top of my list of all-time greatest live bands, exciting bands. And I think Generation Landslide is one of those kinds of bands. So that's why I kind of would go down that road.
Where can my listeners find you on the internet?
I believe if you type in Generation Landslide in any search engine, I believe we are the first thing that comes up all the time. I've had numerous people and I've just said, just type in Generation Landslide and it gives you the YouTube videos, songs, Vanity, you know, music group. That's actually the record company that has it, Weapon Records. So all of that just comes up.
All right. Well, Anthony, I thank you for your time. I'd like to thank Dave from Head First Entertainment for getting us connected. And I would like to thank all of my listeners. Please rate and review on your favorite podcast platform. And most importantly, share this episode with your friends and help this show grow. And until next time, peace out.